Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today as we'll be joining my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful message that's entitled, Sins IOUs Paid in Full. Truly, we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. The debt for our sins, God's broken law, that passed on to us the penalty of death, and Jesus paid it in our place. I'll be back at the close of today's program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Sins IOUs Paid in Full.
He said to the Father, here's the IOUs, paid in full. It is finished. Hebrews 2:14 said all the Old Testament saints were all their lifetime living in fear because of him that had the power of death sanctum. But on that sacrificial day when Jesus offered himself, he went on a journey. He descended into the lower parts of the earth and he went down there to Hades' house. And on the gates of hell, he ripped the gates off the hinges. He nailed the receipt of his reconciling debt on the gatepost. He went up to the death angels, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And out of the other hand, he took the IOUs. By that time, Isaiah spied him and said, rise and shine, for thy light has come. And Job jumped up and said, I told you my Redeemer liveth, and I see him for my own self in this day. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, Paul said, and he descended into lower parts of the earth, and then he ascended. And on the way up, he stopped and gave gifts to the church, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And then he ascended on high, leading captivity, captivated, because he captivated those captive souls in Hades' house with his love and mercy and grace. And they followed him. He led them into the presence of Almighty God. And he stopped into the Holy of Holies, not made with hands, with his high priest robes on, with his own blood. He speaketh the mercy seat in heaven, and thereby God obtained eternal salvation for us. Amen. He said to the Father, here's the IOUs, paid in full. It is finished. And in the Greek, the third person is he, she, or it. And I like to translate it in the masculine third person. He is finished. How many say amen? Satan is finished. He no more can be the slave master over these saints unless they let him. Hey, we're redeemed. Nothing else has to be done. The price is paid. That's the last thing Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. And he stepped out and put his high priest robes on and offered himself without spot or blemish as a lamb verily or truly slain from the foundation of the world. And the Father smelled a sweet-smelling savor, a sacrifice acceptable. And he turned his way, his face of anger and retribution, and he turned towards us with smiles and love, hallelujah, and salvation and victory. It is finished. It is done. You don't have to try to do anything. You can't add anything to it. It's been paid. Satan is finished. Because it said, in that same Colossians, the second chapter, and he spoiled principalities and powers by the cross. When he nailed our IOUs on the cross, and when his blood, his life, washed the debt away, he went to the demonic powers, principalities and powers and satanic forces that overlorded us and kept us into bondage. The word said he spoiled. The Greek word means he stripped them. He stripped them like you strip a soldier and run him out of the army. Did you ever see what they did to a soldier when they'd run him out? They literally tear his uniform apart and strip him of his power. Jesus stripped all the demons, all the principalities, all the powers, all of satanic forces. Yea, even the general Satan himself, he stripped him of the power to hold mankind, for the power was the IOUs, and they were paid for. And then Jesus took that cross and turned it into a chariot of victory. For it said he stripped them, and spoiled them openly, triumphing over them in it. And the picture is of a Roman general fighting the wars of Rome and conquering the enemy and capturing the king and all of his nobles. And he would chain them. And then the day that he would be afforded his victory parade, all of Rome would line the streets and the citizens with music and flowers, and he in his chariot would drive these conquered, defeated foes before him, and all of the citizens would holler out, "Hail Marcus Vinicus! Hail, almighty conquering general!" And Jesus straddled his chariot to cross, chained all of the demonic powers, principalities, and Satan, drove him before him through the courts of heaven, and the angels lined the streets, hallelujah, and hollered out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the conquering Jesus!" All hail the power of Jesus' name that angels prostrate for. Triumphed over them. He led them in triumph. He exposed them to the world that they were usurpers and had no right and no power. In fact, they were defeated foes, conquered by the mighty conqueror, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now that we have accepted him as our Savior and Lord, we join him on that chariot and behind him, and he leads us in triumph, and we are more than conquerors through him that has loved us. Hallelujah. Redeemed. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. And when he appeared before the Father and the Father accepted the IOUs, then the Father said, "Send the message out to all humanity and all creation that the price has been paid and the IOUs have been called in and man is free." And that's what you and I, as ministers and children of God, are to do, is to proclaim out all of creation, we are redeemed. For God has redeemed the world. For Jesus is the propitiation, not only of our sins, the sins of the righteous, but of the whole world. Propitiation means the satisfying price. He is the satisfying price that satisfied God for the whole world. And as far as God's concerned, all the IOUs for the whole world were paid for at Calvary and called in and wiped away, tore up, and removed as far as the east is from the west. Amen. And it's our job to go out and tell them, "Oh sinner, you've been redeemed. The price has been paid. Your IOUs are called in, Satan has no legal right. This is a legal matter. We broke the legal law. The legal sentence was death. The legal price was paid in Christ. And the legal verdict of redemption and freedom has been declared. Declare it in all the land to the utmost. Jesus saves. Tell them all they have to do is accept him. Accept him. Accept his paid price. His finished work. And they will enjoy the blessings of redemption. Aren't you glad you're redeemed? Oh, hallelujah. And sinner friend, backslider in radio and television land, you don't have to stay in that slave scene. Jesus has come on the scene. He's paid the price. He's offered the sacrifice. It's been accepted. The IOUs have been called in. God has stamped in the blood of Jesus on your bills and debt paid in full. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive salvation. Won't you bow your head now and pray with me? Say, Jesus, I thank you that you have been merciful to me, a sinner, for you have paid the price in the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I accept him right now as my Savior and my Redeemer. I thank you for shedding and paying the price of his precious blood. Right now, Lord, wash me in your own blood from all of my sins. Save me right now. Make me your child. I thank you for doing it. And I praise you in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Oh, give the Lord a clap offering.
Praise the Lord. And what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Sins, IOUs paid in full. Truly we had a debt we could not pay. And Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. We were guilty. He was the just. We were the unjust. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to pay the debt of our sins. The Bible says in Romans the 5th chapter, by one man's offense, sin came into the world. Sin was passed on to every man, and death by sin. That one man was Adam, and through his rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, he passed sin and the penalty of death down to all his posterity. But Jesus came, and he paid that debt. By one man's obedience, Jesus Christ, the debt was paid in full. Because he nailed to the tree the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, the accusations that proved our guilt and made us punishable. But he blotted it out with his blood, and then he triumphed openly, spoiling Satan and stripping him of any legal right to bring against us the consequences and the penalties for our sins. And he stamped it in his own blood. The IOUs are paid in full. This message is available to you on both audio and CD, and we would like to send it to you if you request it, and send a love gift of at least $10 to help us with the radio ministry. And ask for offer number 187T if you want it on audio tape, 187CD if you want it on CD. That's Sins IOUs paid in full. Offer 187T for the tape, 187CD for the CD. Please send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.